Torch editor Jamie Pennick, and this is the Daily Audio Update for Thursday, October 23rd, 2008. Got a quick rundown of last night's Ultimate Fighter episode and some other news from around the world of MMA today. And we'll start with that Ultimate Fighter episode from last night, featuring Junie Browning getting a chance to back up all of the talk that he's had. You know, the fight with Rolly Delgado on here was very, very good. Very exciting. It was a brawling fight. Not the most technical fight in the world, but still a very good fight. Junie edges out a split decision here. I think if he would have been in better shape coming into the weight cutting, he may have performed a bit better in the actual fight itself. I think that massive weight cut, especially the 2 pounds he had to lose in that final hour, really affected him in here. But of course, we start with the hijinks and the disrespect and the back and forth that has gone on in this season with Frank Mir and crew coming back to celebrate Elliot Marshall's victory from last week. And Rolly's talking about his black belt and how he got it, and Mir tries to figure out exactly where he got it from, and Rolly goes into this convoluted story about getting it down in Brazil after a week and all this stuff, and one thing leads to another, and it ends up with Junie and others calling it the McDonald's black belt. He went to McDonald's and bought it. And when they announce the fight, Junie, of course, brings his own black belt with McDojo BJJ written on it, and throws it at Rolly, who hands the belt back, and then Rolly spits on it after he throws it on the ground. So just, you know, Junie being Junie in here, continuing to show a lack of respect and pissing off both coaches, especially Nogueira. And then, you know, we get to the fight itself, which it was clear, especially near the end of the fight, that Junie was gassed from the weight cut. But I just have to say, Junie Browning at 155 has some of the heaviest hands in MMA right now. The shots that he was connecting on Rolly Delgado in this fight, the body shots and some of the just actual punches landed were really, really hard and really nasty. Yet Frank Mir just going nuts with how brutal these shots were. And, you know, Junie was very tentative in the first round, trying to figure out the reach of Delgado, who had a 6-inch reach advantage in this fight. And Junie couldn't really figure it out as much. He was landing with some leg kicks, had a nice sweep early with a leg kick, and connected on some shots near the end of the round. But Rolly belted Junie with some shots to the face. Junie just threw his face out there to get hit a couple of times and definitely lost the first round. Came out in the second round, just stalked Rolly throughout and started connecting on just some nasty combinations. And it was a really fun fight to watch. And you got to give Rolly Delgado a ton of credit for how much heart and tenacity he had to handle the blows that he was taking and still stay in there and try to do some on his own. And he even got rocked by one that sent him to the ground, but Junie couldn't finish him off on the ground. And that brought us to a third round. And, you know, that third round was just really, really close. Both guys were tired, still throwing shots and landing shots. And Junie Browning snuck out a split decision. So, good episode, focused basically on that fight and everything surrounding that without as much of the pranks and the hijinks as we've seen. Junie was smart and went up and apologized to Nogueira about the spitting on the belt incident right after the fight, and that was a good thing to see. But I hope with his next fight that he takes his own advice and eats a little better and comes more prepared to cut the weight so that he can put on a performance at full speed without getting gassed out from a weight cut. Because I really think that affected him in this fight, and he still managed to pull out a victory. And you know what? He looked really, really dangerous and good in that second round. In other news around the world of MMA, the official website for Affliction's next pay-per-view, the Day of Reckoning show that was supposed to be on October 11th, is promoting January 24th as the date, with it officially being between the main event officially being between Fedor Emelianenko and Andrei Arlovsky. Also on the card, on the website, promoted as event participants with no other fights announced as of yet, are Josh Barnett, Matt Lindland, Vitor Belfort, Vladimir Matsyushenko, Jay Hieron, Antonio Rogerio Nogueira, Renato Babalu Sobral, and Chris Horodecki. So, they're all announced for that so far. And of course, we already had heard the rumblings of Emelianenko and Arlovsky for January, but January 24th is the date for that next show. On some Elite XC news, the Florida State Boxing Commission, in their preliminary investigation, found no wrongdoing and found there was no need to move forward with the full investigation. The case has been closed. So, just as many thought, you know, there wasn't much to the investigation. There really wasn't, it wasn't necessary. Because, you know, there it was blown out of proportion, the comments that Petruzzelli made, and it doesn't matter because Elite XC is out of business anyway. And speaking of that, their former, now heavyweight champion, Antonio Silva, failed in his appeal on his one-year suspension and $2,500 fine due to a failed test for boldenone, which is an anabolic steroid. The California State Athletic Commission upheld the suspension yesterday. And so that is official. So Elite XC doesn't even have to go through the rigors of stripping him of his belt, but Silva... his suspension is upheld, and he is suspended for a year due to that failed drug test. Dana White commented in his latest video blog, about Pro Elite going out of business, including making comments against Jeremy Lappin, calling him the three-time loser, saying he was with a company called Battle Management, the other one that they ended up getting, which was the WFA and now Pro Elite. So, Jeremy, you have a law degree. Go get a real fucking job, okay? Go get a real job. Your parents must be really bummed out. Spent all that money on a law degree, and you're effing around in MMA trying to screw up this business. Go screw up someone's effing court case, or go do something else. So, you know, not mixing words at all against Jeremy Lappin there. And goes on to call Jared Shaw the little rapper kid, saying that he's a rich daddy. You can just live at home with your mom and dad in the basement. So he tells him to go back to the basement and go to sleep. And said Gary Shaw's going to be around for a long time in boxing. And as long as he stays in boxing, all of us and MMA people can be happy. So he says it's a good day that they're gone. So he, you know, again, not mixing words at all. He knows what he's saying. Last little news note from SureDog from today. They said that reps for Brock Lesnar on Wednesday requested that the Nevada State Athletic Commission remove Steve Mazzagatti from consideration as the referee for the upcoming title fight against Randy Couture due to what they believed was a controversial ruling with that Mir-Lesnar fight where Mazzagatti took a point away for blows to the back of the head. The Nevada State Athletic Commission Executive Director Keith Kaiser, though, said that Masagadi did a great job that night, and he was not taken out of consideration, but Mario Yamasaki has been awarded that fight, so Yamasaki will be the referee for Couture Lesnar at UFC 91. Well, that's all I got for you on this short update today. Check out Frank Hyden's report on the Ultimate Fighter episode from last night. Matt Pelkey's betting and prediction contest for UFC 90 this weekend. Make sure to email him in your picks and your betting thoughts for this weekend. Or you can join the MMA Torch Forum and send your picks to him that way. So keep checking us out. We'll be back with more this weekend and live coverage of UFC 90.